friend. How you doing? This is Sasha, and you're listening to Enlivened. Do you guys realize how much fun it is to learn from people who are genuinely pumped and enthusiastic about what they teach? I found in my life, when I have learned from people who are genuinely passionate about what they're actually teaching, it's just so fun to learn. You can tell that they're not just feeding you knowledge in order for you to pass some kind of random test. They're actually fully invested in what they're teaching you. They're like, this is actually going to help you in life. Like, this is actually important. Right now, my husband is doing his course with a course to further his electrician degree or whatever. And sorry, I don't know much about it, but he is becoming a higher level electrician. And the teacher said to him, you don't need to really learn this in real life, but you need it to pass the test. And my husband was like, well, if I don't need it in real life, why the fuck is it on the test? But this is how society has been for years and years and years. They're teaching us things to pass tests, but then we actually never use the thing that they're teaching us. So why am I teaching you this? Why am I telling you this? Sorry. Why am I telling you this right now? The reason why I'm telling you this is because I've realized that I have gathered some knowledge in my life. I've gathered some knowledge the right way that was not very painful. Like, it was fun. And I've gathered some knowledge that was from really bad mistakes. And I don't regret any of it. I love my tough mistakes. I love my painful mistakes. I love the realizations that I got from my toughest rock bottoms. And what I've gathered is that in life, you can go through life and you can keep hitting the rock bottom over and over and over, or you can start to see the patterns. You can start to recognize, oh shit, okay, when I do this, this doesn't happen. And what I've actually understood in my humble little life, my young life, is that, when I go with my intuition, when I go towards the things that light me up inside, in my heart, in my soul, I'm rewarded. When I take a risk and I fully step into my worth because I believe that I deserve things that I want, I believe that I deserve the relationship that I want, I believe that I deserve the meaning and the depth in the work, the things that I wanted in my work, I get that. I get to have that. When I decide that I get to have that, it somehow happens. I took a very big risk. Actually, I took many big risks in my life, but when I took big risks, I went towards myself. I wasn't just taking a big risk to be like, this is the right decision. This is the right thing to do. It was always like, I have no idea why, but I must do this. I must do this. I must move to South Africa. Like this at that time in my life, that was a big risk. But at the same time, there was no like realistic option that was appealing to me. It was just like this feeling inside of me that just told me I needed to do it. And then when I went back to school to study interior design, that was the same thing. I was kind of like, well, I was weighing in my mind and I was trying to make the right decision because I was scared of wasting time. I was scared of wasting my time going back to school, wasting time, you know, and then learning things that I didn't really need to learn and then to perform this job. But turns out that it brought me to so many cool places in my life. And now I have this amazing knowledge of how to renovate a house. And it's so much fun. And although I don't do that full time for a living anymore, I still do it for fun with my own, you know, projects, my own flip projects. And it is so much fun. It is one of the ways that I love to be creative. I love being creative. People love to paint. I love to renovate houses. Like, it's so much fun for me. What I didn't like was when I was actually taken out of the creative mode and just put into project manager mode, which that was not fun for me. I don't enjoy that. I can do it. I can totally do it, but it is draining because it's not fulfilling. It's not fun. It's not something that I actually want to do. I have the skill. I don't want to do it. This is what I want to talk about with today's episode, is really about knowing that within the things that we do for money, some people, you know, ask me, Sash, don't you love interior design? Like, how can you quit the job that you're at? Like, why are you leaving? You said you loved interior design. It's not just you're not just doing interior design. You're interacting with other people, right? The emotional charge, the emotional drain that I felt every single day, having to talk to people that we were just not seeing life from the same angle. It was just difficult for me. And I want to invite you to think about this for yourself. I want to invite you to think about, look at the places in your life where you're making excuses for how unhappy you are. Are you feeling let down by your means of getting money? Are you feeling fulfilled by your means of getting money? Are you getting money in such a way that you have to give up who you are, like on a soul level? Or are you getting money from something that actually nourishes you, makes you feel amazing? I want to ask you that, and I want to step a little bit further, because the thing that I really want to talk about to you today is stepping from job to career to calling. Because I think there's a very big movement happening right now, especially with the millennial generation coming to adulthood, coming into empowerment, coming to the age where they're buying houses, they're getting married, you know. Millennials are realizing that they don't just want to work for a paycheck. They understand that their time and their energy is important, and they don't just want to waste it away doing some job that they're not actually fully, you know, engaged in, and they don't actually fully believe in. Millennials are like very woke, and of course I'm generalizing here, not every single person is the same way, and of course there's other generations that are super like quote-unquote woke. But what I mean by and I'm laughing at this, but what I mean by quote-unquote woke is that they're realizing that there's more to life than just do. There's more to life than just perform and do things. You're not a fucking robot. The millennials have gathered that. And if you look at millennials who are still in school right now, you can tell that they want more depth. They understand that they're operating in systems and schools that are, you know, haven't been innovated in generations. Like, they understand that things need to change. The generations that are emerging right now, and even the people even younger than the millennials, their standards for living, our standards for living, is just not the same. Like, it's not good enough anymore to just perform a job. I will not just do anything for that amount of money. Like, you can't make me lick the floor for a certain amount of money. Like, I have a certain standard. There's things I won't do for money. Even if you give me a lot of money, there's things I won't do. And this is what we're seeing with millennials. This is what we're seeing with this. And by the way, I'm generalizing, but like, this is like what I'm feeling right now, is this wave of people that are actually waking up right now. This beautiful coronavirus has done this like awakening job, which is, thank you, you know, everything comes with silver lining. And what has happened in a lot of my beautiful friends and a lot of my clients and people that are in my Facebook community and just people that I know, it's that I've noticed that they got the chance to take a break, and they had the chance to sit with themselves, and they had the chance to realize, holy crap, I'm not happy. Why am I giving away my precious life force? Why am I getting wrinkles? Why am I like creating, you know, folds in my face, like bending over backwards for something I don't even believe in? Is this paycheck, is this illusion of safety actually worth it? Is it worth it if I'm selling my soul? This is the kind of thing we're talking about in the Facebook community. This is the kind of thing that I like to talk about. And this past weekend, I just want to share. I just taught a three-day, it was so much fun, a three-day masterclass. So 3 hours plus of free content all about astrology, empowerment, and basically refining yourself to go towards your calling. And it's so much fun to do your dharma. It's so much fun to live your dharma. It's so much fun to know who you are and what you're here to do in the world. It's just like there's no better feeling than knowing that you're on the right path and feeling that you're on the right path and then helping people while you're on this path and helping them to get on their path. It's just like, I can't even tell you how abundant I feel in my heart, how rich I feel in my soul. There's nothing that can take me out of doing that work. No matter how much money you give me, I will not stop doing that work. It's just so fulfilling. It's so fulfilling on a soul level. It's fulfilling on all the fucking levels. I was talking to my husband and he's like, I'm so excited for you to do your classes because I know that once you're done, you're going to be in the best mood. If you had asked my husband if I was like that at my old job, at my old work, never. Like, I wasn't like that. Yes. I loved interior design, and yes, I loved being creative of designing and creating beautiful places. It was so much fun. I still love doing it. But what isn't okay, the things that aren't okay, is when you can't perform the things that you're meant to do on earth. The things that hurt the most is when you're out there. You know, you're thinking in your head, I need to use my brain. I need to like use my mind. Everything that I know about the world is enough for me to live my purpose. That isn't necessarily the truth. It's possible that the things that you need to know to step into your next chapter, you probably like, it's possible that you don't know them. It's possible that you're missing some little parts. It's possible that you need to know a little bit more. It's possible that you need a little bit of a greater awareness. And this doesn't have to come from me. It doesn't have to come from anyone. It can come from you taking a walk in the woods and being like, oh, I feel one with nature. it doesn't matter where it comes from, but there's going to be an awakening. There's going to be an awakening. And like I said, the awakening can be tough. The awakenings can be really, really tough. You can be questioning yourself. You can be like doubting yourself. You can be like, really in pain and confusion and feeling like something you're doing isn't right or something like that. Or you can put yourself in situations where you're learning from pull, right? You're getting pulled towards a vision instead of getting pushed from your pain. And this is why I launched the mastermind. And not even an hour after I launched it, we already had 4 people join. 4 amazing people. And I actually think I have probably a 5th person joining, but she's on the fence. She's questioning. She's asking me questions about it because I think she's already doing a very similar program. And still, the program that I'm launching, this mastermind, it's really tempting for her because it's not just about the stuff that I'm going to teach, but it's also about the way that I teach. And the way that I like to teach is about fun. It's not just about me being the teacher and teaching you. I literally feel my best when I see people light up. When I'm talking to someone and I'm explaining a concept about astrology or about human design or about, you know, your pain is your new purpose, right? You got to harvest like whatever is your mess. That is your message, right? There's so many little tricks and little things that I know that I've learned that I can share with people, especially, you know, my esoteric wisdom. And I talk about manifestation. That stuff, when I start to share it and I see people's eyes just like, and they write in the chat, oh my God, I have chills. Like, do you know how much fun that is for me when I know that because I'm alive, someone else is having a nicer experience with their life. They have higher quality of life. They have higher levels of meaning, higher fulfillment. They look at themselves in the mirror. They love themselves. It's like when I die, I know I fucking did my best. Like, I know I did my, like, I didn't stay in the safety little cozy, like, oh, I'm fine. The world can go on without me. You know, it's not that. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm, this is scary. I'm going to get out of the box and I'm scared and I'm going to take a risk, but like, let me do it. And the way that I teach this is this way. There are seeds of potential within all of us. There are seeds of potential within all of us. There are seeds of potential within all of us. And when we acknowledge those seeds of potential, and when we nurture those seeds of potential, we get to grow these massive trees. And these trees get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they create magical fruit. And these fruits get to expand other people's lives. They get to enrich other people's lives. These trees provide shade for generations to come, right? It's like that saying, it's like that proverb, and I forget if it's Chinese or Japanese, so forgive me, but they talk about planting the trees that we won't even see the shade of, right? We talk about planting the trees now for future generations to have shade. This is what the Humanity Mastermind is about. It's about doing your part for the world. And literally what that means is literally looking at your own life. Not seeking answers outside of yourself, but looking at your heart, looking inside of you, looking at your past, looking at everything that you've gathered, all the lessons that you have gathered in your life. How many heartbreaks? How many disappointments? All of those things are full of beautiful magic knowledge. Like, you have wisdom, and wisdom is wisdom, but you need to recognize your wisdom. What happens in today's society is that we just look at external success, and we don't actually, you know, think about what's inside of our hearts, this intangible, magical wisdom, this intangible, magical knowledge, this insane potential that's dormant inside of us. We look at, oh, I don't have a nice house. I'm not worthy. Oh, I don't have the hottest body in the world. I'm not worthy. It's so dumb, but it's backwards. So what this mastermind is really about is, yes, we're going to use astrology. Yes, we're going to use human design. It's going to be so fun. I love to have fun, and I love to talk about esoteric wisdom and, you know, manifestation and all of that. But it's really about nurturing yourself. Because the thing that people ask me sometimes, they're like, well, Sasha, do you talk about purpose or do you talk about manifestation? And I'm going to be straight up with you. Manifestation is not going to be sustainable, or it's not going to feel great if you're not aligned with your soul purpose. Okay, this might be like shaking your brain right now. You can be a ridiculously sharp and amazing manifester. You can manifest anything in your life. By the way, you're already manifesting. Like, everything that you're doing in life is a manifestation. Everything that you're doing, everything that you're being is manifesting the future. So as you're being right now, who you are in this moment is manifesting tomorrow. And when I say tomorrow, I don't literally mean tomorrow. I mean like over time, who you have been becomes who you are now. Who you have been over time, who you are being over time is the things that you get. The world starts to reflect you, right? So right now, if you're just starting this journey of manifestation, it's possible that you're like, manifestation doesn't fucking work. Well, yeah, there's a fucking period of time. You don't just plant a seed into the grass, into the dirt, and the seed doesn't grow the next day. There's a law of gestation. The law of gestation is so much more relevant than the law of attraction. And the law of attraction, you know, it gets this like weird, like a new agey rap. And it's not a good rap. Like, it doesn't get a good reputation. It's not as cheesy as people make it. It's actually quite legit. But in order to manifest things consciously, as opposed to by default, which all of us are doing, all of us are manifesting every single day, all the time. We're always manifesting. But the difference with people who are getting amazing things in their life is that they understand that manifestations take time, and they understand that their peace in the moment is how they get the things in the long term. I'm giving you all of the details in this episode. I'm giving you all of the tricks, but I also want you to know that I'm ridiculously aligned with this mastermind that I'm launching. And if you want early bird prices, you have the chance to get early bird prices until May 15th, which means in 5 days. You have 5 days to lock in early bird. And early bird is $111 USD per month for 3 months. So $333 USD. That's it. That's the whole price for a 3 month mastermind with me. On Mondays, you have homework. On Tuesdays, it's a live teaching from me. And on Thursdays, it's a live Q&A from me. After the first third of the class, you, my friend, are stepping into leadership mode. You are going to be stepping up into the Thursday spot, and you're going to be teaching your magic with the rest of the class. Because it's a purpose class, it's a calling mastermind, right? You're living your dharma. It's all about refining the finest, most beautiful intrinsic essence of you and actually nurturing that seed, right? There's intrinsic seeds of potential within you. Together with the help of astrology, we're gonna shine light on areas of you that you may have not noticed or paid attention to. We're gonna shine light on that. Shine light on those seeds of potential within you. We're gonna nurture them. Like we're planting seeds in a garden. We're gonna garden the seeds of potential. So I'm gonna teach you how to garden, but you have to be the gardener. And as we, plant the seeds, and now we were like, oh my God, I didn't even know this was in my chart. I have this like completely untapped potential within me. Holy crap, this is amazing. And like, this is what happens every single time with astrology. People realize that they're able to become so much more than they had anticipated. People limit themselves so much. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's like the society we live in, but like that is all changing. Okay. And with this mastermind, with this Humana team mastermind, we're all helping each other to grow each other's authentic and intrinsic seeds. Okay. Everybody has very like dormant seeds within them. Even me, like even people who are always looking for those seeds, right? Looking for the things within them that need to be nourished. And those seeds are a calling. You might call it your intuition. It might be like something like, you've always wanted to take this cooking class, or you always wanted to do yoga. Is now the right time? Or like little nudges come here and there, but you haven't actually dove deep, didn't, whatever. You haven't actually taken the time to go deep with it. You haven't made it a priority. And in this mastermind, we're making it a priority for you to nourish your seeds of potential within you, because that's what the be that's literally the best thing you can do for humanity. That's literally the best thing you can do for humanity. Think about Martin Luther King. Think about Gandhi. Think about, the most badass people that changed the world forever. Do you think they were led from soul? Haha, yeah. Yeah, no shit. The people who make the world a better place, they lead with soul. The people who don't make the world a better place, they lead with their mind. They lead with their conditioned mind. They're like, oh, this is what I learned in school. Oh, I'm doing this for the money. I'm doing this for the money because this is what matters the most. Yeah, they're fucking up the world right now. The problem we have with the world is that people are leading with their minds, their conditioned minds. They're leading with their egos, their scared egos. They're leading with fear. They're so fucking scared that they're not going to share their beautiful energy, their money with the world. They're so scared that they're going to run out. That like they can't lead with soul. So this is not for everybody. You gotta have the courage, right? It takes a fuck ton of courage to decide to go with soul. And with soul, you're not just helping yourself have more fulfillment and feel so much better, but you're helping the world. You're helping other people. You're creating a big tree, not just for yourself. Like the shade is not gonna just be enjoyed for yourself. You're making more out of yourself so that you can be of greater help to the rest of the world. And the ripple doesn't start like, you're not just like changing the whole world in one day, but it starts with your partner. It starts with your best friend. It starts with your parents. It starts with your kids. You're making a difference into the life of one person. You're giving someone a loving space instead of just like being someone that was like, if you had nothing to give, if you didn't know that you had all this imagine, this amazing magic inside of you, if you didn't know you had amazing things within you, the person, if you don't know what you have within you, you can't possibly offer that to someone else because you're not even aware that it's there. You're sitting. Guys, if you've never watched Good Will Hunting, watch it. I watched it last night, and in the movie, there's a quote, and Ben Affleck says to Matt Damon, he says, "You're sitting on a lottery ticket, but you're too fucking afraid to cash it in." He's sitting on insane potential, but he's too afraid to step forward. And Ben Affleck actually tells Matt Damon, he says to him, "I." And I'm gonna, like, this is not the exact quote, but he basically says to him, and he's like, "Every morning I go to your house and I pick you up so we can go to work." He's like, "I can't wait till I show up to your door and that you're no longer there." And if you don't know that movie, it's called Good Will Hunting. Matt Damon is very, very, very ridiculously smart. He's got a photographic memory, and he solves like organic chemistry problems like at MIT. And he's super brilliant, but he's just a janitor. And then his friend is like, seeing how ridiculously smart he is, he just studies library books, and he's smarter than Harvard people. It's like, it's such a good movie. But he's got he was an orphan and he's been abused, so he doesn't really believe in himself. He's really, really low self-worth, and he's got this like insane barricade around him that he's so afraid to love other people. He's so afraid to let people in because he's so afraid of getting hurt, and he's not actually pursuing meaningful work because he's afraid. He's afraid. And the whole movie is all about, you know, and there's obviously Robin Williams in it. Robin Williams is his psychologist, and he's brilliant. Oh, man. If you take anything out of this episode tonight, number one, I would hope that if you are looking for a fun mastermind with women, this is women's only, for 3 months, you hang out with this crew of women. I'm so ridiculously excited. You learn about astrology, you learn about your chart. You know, you're not just going to learn about your chart, but I'm going to teach you, like, you're going to start to like look at your husband's chart, your boyfriend's chart. You're going to want to look at your parents' charts, your kids' charts. You're going to have so much fun because you're going to gain so much knowledge. And also, the other thing that I want to teach with you is the fact that if you watch Good Will Hunting, it's a longer movie, but and it's I think it's like made in 1997, but you're gonna get so much knowledge about the importance of going through life with soul and the importance of purpose. And when you're staying at home and you're like staying in the sidelines of life and you're not playing with life full on and you're not activating the seeds of potential within you, it's always gonna feel empty. Something's gonna feel empty. Something's gonna feel boring. Something's gonna feel like it's missing. That's because you're actually ignoring the life inside of you. And I wanna end today's podcast with one thing. Before I was aligned with my purpose, I always researched how to get motivated, how to become motivated. I actually searched biohacking tricks because I was like, how do I get more energy? Like, I want to get more energy. And I actually drank like so much coffee just to be like okay at my job. Because what happens when you're not actually fully going towards yourself, towards your purpose, towards the thing that actually you're meant to do, towards the things that actually light you up, like, you know, if you're not going towards those things, it's really hard to go through life. Because you don't have your energy backing up everything that you want to do. So it's not exciting for you to do those things. So you're looking for tricks on how to wake yourself up because it's not genuinely, it's not authentically for you. You see what I'm saying? It's like artificial, it's like fake energy. You're trying to get fake energy to get the things done because your real energy, your soul within you, is actually going in a completely different fucking direction. You see why it's called surrender, right? It's about surrendering to your soul's calling. That's what it's called. It's almost like you're going against the river. The river is like the current's all going one way and it's going really, really strongly one way. But you're like, no. I'm not going to go towards the river of my soul. I'm going to turn around, like, go towards what society says is smart. I'm going to go towards what society says is, you know, my parents told me I need to do this. My parents told me, blah, 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 blah. I need this to be safe. I need to do something to get money. I need a lot of money. Even if it crushes my soul, it is so much more important to have so much money, so much security. And then at the end of your days, you're 99 years old and you're like looking at your life, you're like, all right, well, yeah, I definitely did not have that much meaning. I was definitely not full on with myself. Maybe you're not going to be 99. Maybe you're going to be in your 60s and you're going to be driving one day and you're just going to be so fucking tired and you're going to be like, what the fuck did I do with my life? Let me tell you, there's one thing you're never going to regret, and it's actually deciding to go with your soul's purpose. And I know it sounds cheesy. I know. Like, listen to your heart. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Something like that. Listen to like inside of you, like listen to your intuition. I have friends, and I don't know if they listen to this podcast, but I have friends that are so cool. I look up to them. Oh my gosh, they know it. I tell them all the time. They're a couple, and they started this business, this like matcha and tea and then coffee, instant coffee business, and it's made with mushrooms. It's called Tionan, and this is not sponsored or anything. It's just like they decided that they wanted to create something magical in the world. And I think it's called hot drinks that heal. And like, how beautiful is that? They decided they wanted to contribute to the world, and they decided that it was so worth it, because they're like, not only can we make a living from this, but we help the world. They make hot drinks that heal. Their drinks are with mushrooms that literally heal us. They're not just like selling products to the world to make cash. They're selling products to the world. Yes, that helps them with their living, but it also helps the people who buy the products. This is what I'm talking about. When you start to go with your soul's purpose, and this is what we're going to talk in the Humanity Mastermind, but it's about win, win, win. You win because it feels super good for you to give this output to the world, to give this contribution to the world. Your clients win because it feels good for them, right? They're getting the products that heal. They're getting the knowledge. They're getting the new awareness of, oh my God, this is my calling. This is my purpose. So you win, your clients win, and then as a result, humanity wins. It's a win, win, win. It's a win for you. It's aligned for you. It's a win for your clients because it's aligned for your clients. You're saving them time. You're giving them health. You're giving them meaning. You're giving them purpose. You're shortening the learning curve. This is the thing with the Humana team that I keep talking about, and I'm so excited, is that, of course, you can go on Google and like learn, take like 3 months and try to find all that I'm going to teach, or you can save yourself time, energy, and instead of just like going through 1,000 books and trying to extract the knowledge within all of them, you're getting the extractions of so many pieces of knowledge straight up. I take everything that I've learned on my journey. I take the best parts of that and I teach it to you. We're not talking about pop astrology, you know, bullshit. Yeah, like this is not my goal. My goal is not just to teach people about astrology, like, ooh, look at your lovers. You're gonna have this person and then that person. Blah, 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 blah. No, who cares? Who gives a flying fuck? My goal is to align you with yourself. That you look in the mirror at night, you're like, fuck yeah, baby. I'm living my purpose. I'm living my purpose. And it brings you to tears. It brings you to tears because you're like, wow, I can't believe that it took this one act, this one decision. Like one tiny decision leads to another decision, leads to another decision. But it all starts with making the decision for your soul, because you're going to be faced with that decision. You're going to sit with yourself. You're going to be like, well, I can choose this, which is the rational, logical way, or I can choose going towards my soul. Finally, I can get to know myself. And let me tell you, my friend, when you start to say yes to your soul, life changes forever. Your life will never, ever, ever be the same. You will not even be able to recognize the person that you are in the mirror. Life gets to be exponentially better.